I'm in charge. Tell me when we're ready to begin.
We've begun. Wait, if you're in charge, you tell us when you're ready to begin.
Are you ready?
What?
Hey, everybody! Welcome to the Dice Pool!
Splash! Fuck!
Splash!
I feel like the person that says it last should be punished.
Today, we are actually going to be playing a very special game because this game comes to us courtesy of one of our very own Discord members, Veloxity, who designed the game Happy Haunting.
Woo, 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 woo.
So it's Mariko Fujimoto. Thank you very much for letting us play your game. We're very excited. It's all about ghosts. So there are three truths in this game. One, you are a ghost. Two, you are quite content in your home. And three, someone has come to disturb your peace. Your goal? Get whoever is here out. So that's you guys. You are our ghosts in residence.
Ghosts in residence.
Yes. And I'm going to be playing the disturbance as the GM or ghost master of this game. So first thing we have to do is build your ghosts. So first we are going to choose your ghost. So you can either roll a six-sided die to choose on this table, or if you have something you feel particularly passionate about, you can just let me know what it is.
Oh, I am Ectomist. Make odors.
Nice. You are a cloudy specter.
Nice.
What are you?
I am Funnel, a wispy specter. Make cold spots.
I also got Funnel. I don't want to be the same as Brian. I got Poltergeist.
Classic.
You can make things move and are humanoid. Excellent. All right. Next, we're going to choose your tether. Ghosts remain for a reason. What's yours? Elliot, you are an ectomist. What's your tether?
I like it here. Better here than whatever is beyond. And I have a pet spider.
I love it.
What's the spider's name?
Oh, we're going to figure that out soon.
I was going to say, we'll get to names, baby.
My tether is loved ones. Your people are not ready to let you go. You have a long and heavy chain. It feels good for cold spots, too.
It does.
Rattle, rattle.
Mine's petty-ass nonsense. You're here because you just are, okay? You have a book of matches.
Very good.
I feel like the dice are really feeling your vibes today. The dice are really playing into what you would have chosen for yourself anyway. So that feels right. Cool. All right, next we are going to choose your home, spooky home. So you guys are going to, as a group, roll 2d6. You're going to get an adjective and a physical location. So you can, well, Elliot rolled one and Brian rolled the other.
Reclusive.
Hotel.
Ooh.
Reclusive hotel.
Very good.
Excellent. All right. So the way that we play the game, the roles that you guys are going to make are that you're going to assign 1d4, 1d6, and 1d8 to the following stats. Fright, how scary you are. Might, how strong you are. And bright, how clever you are. So at various points, when you would like to do something spooky and the outcome is in question, I will ask you to make a roll using one of these stats. And then I will assign a difficulty level that you have to hit. If you hit that stat, if you hit that number, the difficulty level or higher, you succeed and everything's good to go. If you get lower than the difficulty number, your action somehow makes the scene more complicated.
And what happens if we roll the top number on any of the dice?
If you roll the top number on any of your dice, the dice explode and you can roll again and add the rolls together. And yes, you can explode over and over and over.
I love exploding dice mechanics.
Fucking love exploding dice.
Yeah, I like exploding.
I feel like because my loved ones give me a long and heavy chain, my might should be a d4. Like, the chain is so heavy and I cannot move it.
Because I can't decide if I want to be the least scary or the least smart of my stats. I think I'll be not smart.
If it helps as well, I, as the ghost master, play the disturbance. So the people who have entered your home and have reasons why. And there's also a table that you can roll on. 5. The troublesome teens. A group of teens snooping around. My goal is to throw a party in this reclusive hotel. Mm.
The youths.
The youths. God, damn youths. So if that helps you figure out your stats, knowing that I'm just a bunch of little guys trying to throw a party.
But like, not little guys, you're...
Like medium-sized guys. Some of us guys. Have
hit our growth spurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going D4 Might, D6 Bright, D8 Fright.
Nice. I'm going D4 Bright, D6 Fright, D8 Might.
I did D6 Fright, D8 is my Might, and D4 is Bright.
Same as me. It's okay. We can be the same.
You can be the same.
Shinnick doesn't like that.
I'm not scary enough to be a D8. I make odors.
That could be terrifying. Making people smell gas when there is none.
I want to be clear. Your ghost type is the name of a horror movie.
Smelling burnt toast, making everyone think they're having a stroke.
But you did D8 Fright, right?
I did D8 Fright.
Oh, you're spooky. You're the spooky one.
All right.
It could all be spooky.
If
you want to be the spookiest,
Shenik wants to be a special flower.
If you want to be the spookiest, I'll switch my Fright to D6, my Bright to D8. Because it actually might make more sense.
No, I'll do. I don't care. I just made my Bright D8 and my Might D4.
No, you care. Admit it.
I've never cared about anything in my fucking life.
Ooh, we're having a good time.
All right, we have our stats figured out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, last thing I need from everybody. Names, including that spider.
My name is Potpourri, and my spider's name is Cinnamon.
God damn it.
Oh, man.
I actually have no idea how to spell Pope.
Isn't it Potpourri?
Potpourri,
yeah. And Cinnamon?
Potpourri and Cinnamon.
Cinnamon, also kind of a difficult word to spell. How many N's?
Two N's, one M.
Two N's, one M? Oh, I nailed it. Never mind, it's not that hard.
All right, Brian Shenouk.
Okay, since I've got a long and heavy chain, it's not like a chain that's tied to my foot. It's like a neck chain. It's like cool. A gold neck chain.
Nice.
It's just wearing a tank top and shorts.
Is it a nameplate necklace?
No, I just want it to be like a really thin gold chain, but it's hyper dense.
Mm-hmm. Very high carat.
Yeah.
Are you hunched?
Yeah. A little hunched, yeah.
A little hunched.
Mm. What's a wispy gold chain wearing dude?
Derek.
Nah.
We've got Derek. We've got.
And he's wearing a Jeter jersey.
Jeter jersey, yeah.
A Jeter jersey,
yeah.
Old Derek Jeter jersey.
Derek Jeets.
It actually just is Derek Jeter.
Shit. I just put that together.
Fans are not ready to let Derek Jeter go.
No.
That's
yeah, I like that. It's not his people are not his family members, it's the fans.
It's the fans. The fans are not ready to let him go.
My ghost's name is Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Interesting.
Not Ivanka.
Not Ivanka. Got it.
One other mechanic that I forgot to mention is that when you roll, you're choosing a stat that you feel, or I will tell you the stat. We can work on it together, figure it out. For what is going to help you achieve this, you can add +1 if your ghost power or item helps the situation to the final roll. So if you roll a 3 and the difficulty was 4, but Cinnamon somehow would help you achieve what you need to achieve. So there's finagling, which is Brian's favorite thing to
do.
I love to finagle.
Love to finagle.
Excuse me.
What you got going on there?
Nothing.
You getting his
making some notes.
His numbers down or something?
Just getting some stats.
Doing some math.
I don't know enough about Derek Jeter to make this funny, so I've just got some of the best.
You don't actually have to be Derek Jeter.
No, I already committed.
But okay.
What are the pronouns for your ghosts?
He, him for Derek.
I think Potpourri is he, they, and Cinnamon is it's.
And Ivanka.
And Ivanka.
She, her. So I want to also be clear, Ivanka is a brown person.
Not a white
heiress.
Not a white heiress.
We ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready to hunt? We open on a Friday night. It's the end of summer. You can feel that hint of fall. The, you know, crispy leaves are starting, just starting. You know they're coming soon. We're in a beach town called Shoreville.
As in S-U-R-E or S-H-O-R-E?
S-H-O-R-E-ville. And right on the beach, there is a really old hotel. I mean, no one, it's been abandoned for ages, since perhaps the early or late 1900s. And it's a 13-story brick hotel. Who wants to tell me the name of the hotel?
Brick City.
Brick City?
Baby.
Brick City.
It's the Brick City Baby.
Brick City, she's baby. A brick.
Because it was built shortly after the popularity of that song really peaked, and they thought they were really going to monopolize on it, the owners, and it simply didn't take off. So once the year 2000 really hit, everyone was like, okay, not so much. Never found a buyer, and so it has just sat here abandoned on the edge of town looking out on the beach, and some interesting individuals have come to call it home. But before we get to where they're at, we see three teens all wearing
gross
khaki shorts
gross
and matching polo shirts.
Ew.
Salmon?
Sure.
Are they wearing one polo shirt underneath another polo shirt?
Are they wearing boat shoes?
One of them is, yes. And that is Todd. Todd is wearing two polo shirts on top of each other. Both collars are popped.
It's wild that that was ever a thing.
That people would stack and do like three
I
or
was
four.
About to like get upset that you came up with that because I was like, that's too ridiculous. But it was real. It I'm was remembering real. Now it was real.
It's
it
like real. Like think of the same thing as like if you had a button-up shirt over a button-up shirt. It's like what? What were we thinking? What were we doing? We had a collar. You don't double up collars.
Never double collar.
Never double collar.
But all of their polo shirts you see have a little logo on them for a local golf course. These are all teens who've been working at the golf course all summer long. We've got Todd, who's got the double polo going on, you know, for a contrasting look. It's throwback at this point. Mm. Vintage.
It's yellow and salmon.
Yes. We've got Samantha, who's got a tight ponytail, clearly the leader of the group.
I was like, no way. No way she's about to do what I think she's going to do. She's
keeping it tight.
Tight ponytail.
Samantha is keeping it tight.
That's a teenager, Abby.
And last but certainly not least, we've got Whitney, who does not look happy to be here. Oh, guys, we shouldn't come here at night. It's abandoned. There's like reasons why we shouldn't be here. And Todd says, it's fine, Whitney, whatever. It's the perfect place to throw a rager for Roger before he goes off to college. Roger is their manager at the golf course. He's retiring, AKA going off to college. And so they're throwing him a retirement party for the end of the summer.
Very good.
And so they are picking the lock on a chain that's on bolting the doors together. And it's scratching. They're not being that quiet because really this is the edge of town. And so everybody starts to hear a rattling different from the rattling you sometimes hear of the chain of one Derek. Derek, where in the hotel are you?
Derek Jeter hangs out in the penthouse. He stayed here once after a World Series win and has always liked it.
Which year?
And died. 2003.
Yeah, canonically, Derek didn't make it past 2003.
Canonically, Derek Jeter did die.
That's why the pop collar polo situation's happening.
Yeah. There's some timey-wimey stuff happening here. Derek Jeter went back to a better time. 2003 feels right.
When he won?
Oh, no, 2003 is Red Sox-Yankees, isn't it?
Yes.
And the folks of Boston killed him.
Yeah, well, there we go.
In the penthouse of this hotel.
Listen, Derek Jeter is just there thinking about his 11,195 at-bats, his 465 hits, 260 home runs, and his career .310 batting average. But he...
Numbers that Brian Flaherty knows by heart.
Just knows right off the heart.
11,000? Is that in the ballpark?
At-bats. Right. No, that's it. That's the number.
That's the number? You know that offhand? That seems like so many. I don't know anything.
Well, if you think about it, you get like 3 or 4 at-bats per game. You play 180 games a year. And he had a long career.
Okay. Well, what about if his career stopped in 2003?
That's true. In the main timeline, he had 11,000. In this timeline, he had about 6,000 at-bats. Yeah, sure. But still well-regarded.
Yeah.
This right-handed shortstop, number 2 for the New York Yankees. He is up there just kind of hanging out, but he feels the gold chain around his neck begin to rustle as well, because his chain is so heavy and dense because it is connected to all the other chains around this building. Oh. So when the front chain rustles, his chain starts to rustle, and he just goes, whoa, hey, guys, and descends through the floor, just searching for people as he's going around. Guys, everybody. We got someone coming in.
Where does Derek find Ivanka?
Ivanka is in the room where, like, you keep the bags before, like, if you, like, are in a checkout.
The, like, coat closet behind the check-in desk.
Yeah, exactly. just hanging in there. And what'd you say? Something's coming in?
Yeah, something's coming in. Someone's fussing with the lock out front.
All right, Mr. Jeter.
I'm just saying, someone might be finally buying this place. Might have a little more action in here.
I don't want more action in here, man.
Listen, this place used to be hopping, okay? Used to be parties every night. If I could tell you the stories about what happened at Penthouse.
Yep, and you've won 4 World Series, I'm sure.
I think I won more, but I mean, I couldn't even remember.
Maybe if you played baseball in 2009, you would have won a 5th World Series championship, but...
But it's 2005.
So that's probably not. You only have 4, big guy. And I don't know if you're actually a real baseball player. You're not in any of the top 100 matches. And I show you a book that says top 100 matches. And it's a book of the 100 greatest sports matches.
Each one memorialized on an actual match? Yeah, or is it just a picture book?
It's a picture book of the best 100 matches and all those people.
Amazing.
I show you the book. I've read this book many times, and it's like, you're not in any of these.
Well, you know, I think the reason is that because they were such blowouts, and because I was so good, they weren't like tight mat and exciting matches. It was just victory after victory after victory. So it is boring from a viewer perspective, but you know, from a record book perspective, I'm very good.
All right, I'll buy that.
Yeah, it's fair, right?
Yeah, that's a fair argument.
Yeah.
All right, Jeter, let's go find Poopery.
Poopery. Very good.
Where do they find Poopery, Potpourri?
Oh, they find Potpourri where they always find Potpourri, in the trash chute. Mm. At the bottom of the trash chute.
Of course.
AKA the dumpster.
Mm. Is the dumpster still there, or has it been removed?
I think the dumpster is still there, and I think that the last load of trash has been... not rotting in Potpourri's mind, but marinating for years. Yum. And Potpourri is like if a kid drew a fart. And Potpourri and their pet Cinnamon are rolling around in rotten banana peels and just having a good sniffing party.
I really like to imagine it as like a 3-frame animation, just like do-do-do, do-do-do,
do-do-do. Yes. So you guys... travel through the walls, go through the hotel, you find Potpourri in the dumpster.
Does he smell that, Cinnamon? Do you smell that? Yeah. It's a good old day. Good smells.
Hey, Poe!
Hey!
Poe!
Hey! Hey, guys.
You sniffing trash again?
Yeah.
We got someone coming in. We might be buying the place. Who knows?
What do they smell like?
I don't know. They're fussing with the lock out front. Must be rusted over
you
or something.
You can smell from here, Potpourri, that at least one of them smells like Axe body spray.
Deans.
They're teens?
What do you mean teens?
What do you mean teens?
I smell the Axe body spray. That's right, Cinnamon.
You sure it's not just Jeter?
Yeah, I think canonically I did do some advertisements with Axe body spray.
No, you use Tropical Thunder. They use Salt of the Earth.
You think the teen is buying salt of the earth instead of Tropical Thunder?
Right, no, they use Blue Steel.
There it is.
So, should we?
Should we open the door?
Should we smoke them out?
You know what?
They're not even inside yet.
Maybe they're like rich teens and they're trying to buy the place. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they're looking for something. Ooh. Maybe they're like trying to buy the place.
Maybe they'll have cool stuff we can steal.
They might have cool stuff we can steal. They might have a radio so I could finally listen to some more Yankees games.
Do you think they'd like some trash?
No.
Okay.
I mean, what do you got?
Well, I have a well-aged banana peel that I've been enjoying today.
You want to give them trash?
Yes.
Don't you like keeping the trash for yourself?
Share the... Don't tell them about that.
Is there anything in the trash can that could be more considered vintage than trash? Teens love
vintage,
that.
Vintage. And I'm going to go digging.
We're going to roll our first roll of the game. I'm going to say this is a bright roll with a pretty easy difficulty level. So you just have to get a 3 or higher.
Wow.
Ooh. That's a 1.
You're so lucky this is an audio medium. That was the wildest dice roll.
That's a 1.
It is a 1. You unfortunately don't really know what vintage is. Mm. You've been gone for how long? How long you've been haunting this place?
Since it opened.
I think Potpourri is a, like, not the ghost of a human, but the ghost of a bowl of potpourri that got thrown out in this trash a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So maybe like the 80s.
All right, yeah. So you don't necessarily understand vintage, no. Where it's like the things that would be considered vintage to these teens and be perhaps cool to you are contemporary. So yeah, you don't find what you're looking for. What do you find instead?
Derek says, find something vintage for me, and I just go and find a different banana peel.
I don't think they're going to like it, but I don't know what teens like these days. It's been a little while since I was a teen.
I'm probably close to
teens love bananas.
Not
in my experience.
Not peels.
Yeah.
How long has this place been abandoned?
It's been abandoned, let's say, like 15 years.
Yeah, that's at least a 15-year-old banana
vintage.
Peel. You know, that is a good point.
It's
not vintage.
Yeah.
He is right.
Yeah, let's see. Well, I mean, we'll find out.
Times have changed in 2005.
He just puts it into his gaseous body and it's floating around in there with other stuff.
You guys make your way, with that horrifying image, float your way over into the hall where that main door is, and you're going to sort of post yourselves up in a couple of corners. Does Cinnamon travel with you, or is Cinnamon scuttling?
I think Cinnamon
on?
Hops in.
All right, yeah, so Cinnamon's with you doing things while you hear them futzing with the lock. You hear Samantha, "Oh my God, Todd, just get the freaking lock undone."
"I'm trying, Samantha. Jeez, give me a second."
Can I unclip my chain around my neck, and it makes the chain on the around the front door also unclip, and then I'll re-click it?
Absolutely, yes. You do this. Todd thinks he's so talented. Gets it.
"Fucking sweet, man."
And you hear the chain coming unlocked for the door, and Todd is on the high of that, fully going to kick open that front door.
"Fucking sweet. Look at this place. There's like barely any dust anywhere. It's going to be so awesome for the party."
"Okay, yes. But first we have to go find the kitchen. We have to make sure that there's enough, space for all of the food, drinks, like all of this."
"I don't know, guys. I just don't think this is. I'm getting like bad vibes from this."
Can
and
I
you
close
see
the, door?
The three teens enter in. I'm going to need you to do a might roll, but it's difficulty easy. So...
You
just have to roll a 3 or higher. Are you trying to like slam it, creak it slowly? What are you trying to do with the door?
I'm just trying to close it. Be like, I don't think I like these people.
Oh, with them before they can walk in?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
We're killing it.
We're crushing it.
Shouldn't have
guys.
Changed my might to a 4 for me.
We could have been the same.
That's a 1. So you start trying to push the door, and it does sound creepy, but it's so, so slow.
And I'm pushing like,
they have fully walked through. They don't find it creepy because they just think it's an old, heavy door, very slowly shutting. Not even Whitney is like, it's just an old door, man.
They're long gone. You guys are still watching me try and close this door. You can't let the bugs in.
No, Cinnamon, she doesn't mean it.
No, Cinnamon, you're... Actually, I do mean it. Sorry. It's crazy that Cinnamon sounds like a weird cat.
Don't be... Cinnamon, it's okay. I like how your voice sounds.
Did Cinnamon just hiss at me?
Yes.
Cinnamon doesn't like you.
All right.
And I don't like you very much either.
Okay.
Do you want a banana peel?
No.
To be fair to Cinnamon, Cinnamon was raised by cats.
That's true.
That's fair.
Samantha, where do you think we should we like split up, explore?
No, I think we should stay as a group and we're going to go find the kitchens. I think they should be on the ground floor. If I am right in doing my research and looking at this pictures of this hotel back when it was like cool, which was like a million years ago, one time they had like a baseball team here. It was whatever. It seemed kind of basic in my opinion.
I just want to like make a ghostly voice kind of appear and go, it was the New York Yankees.
Do a fright roll.
What difficulty?
I'm going to have this also just be a difficulty 3. Real easy.
5.
5. They hear this and Whitney says, oh my God, Todd. Todd, was that you? Did you see that?
See what?
Oh, guys, I have a really bad feeling about this. I don't like this hotel. Whitney, freaking get it together. We're going to go over that way. And they start walking towards... Samantha has an odd knowledge of this place, looking at photos of old parties and magazines and other sorts of things. She's beelining it for the dining room.
Can I make it smell like hot dogs?
You want to make it smell like hot dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To time with the New York Yankees. Yeah.
Can you mark a success for us?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for... Yes, point of order. Yes, I have to keep track of the successes and failures. All right, so you're going to try to make it smell like hot dogs?
Yeah, can it be frightful?
And have it be scary?
Scary hot dogs.
Describe to me what is fearful about the hot dog smell.
Well, Samantha's on a diet. Hot dog?
I think Whitney isn't, but she is when she's around her coworkers. And Samantha and Todd are both, going.
Yeah, they're like, oh, hot dogs?
Mm. Todd had a bad hot dog experience.
Fuck!
That is a one.
It's 2 ones in a row.
These dice are broken.
2 ones in a row. You try to make it smell like a hot dog smell, and it just sort of vaguely smells a little bit like meat, but it's not identifiable as hot dogs, and so all it really does is Todd be like, man, I'm freaking hungry. That chicken from earlier is not lasting. I gotta add more protein to my diet.
All right, I was wrong. These guys suck. Let's get them out.
They make their way over into the dining room, and Samantha starts assessing what's in there, the furniture of, like, could we push this over here? We can put a drink station over there. She's directing Todd to move some furniture. Whitney is just sort of cowering next to Samantha, making notes on her phone of, like, what's going where and how they're planning for things. What do you guys do?
That was a special preview of our Patreon one-shot of Happy Haunting. If you'd like to hear the rest of this story, please head over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and get bonus actual plays every month in addition to ad-free episodes and talkbacks for all of our main seasons. That's patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod. See you there. Hey there, it's Elliot from the Many Sided Media team.
In addition to playing and producing here on My First Dungeon, I'm also a game designer, known for such games as Something Is Wrong With The Chickens, a rules-like game of chickens, eldritch horror, and revenge. Project Echo, a solo time travel game played in the pages of a planner. And the upcoming Rom-Com Drama Bomb, a three-player game of meet-cutes and mayhem. If you like weird and unique games and want to bring something new to your table, head to moreblueberries.shop and use code MYFIRSTDUNGEON for 20% off your order. That's MOREBLUEBERRIES.shop. Thanks!